Well, hey there, lovely mama friend. I'm your host, Stephanie. I'm so happy you are stopping by the 500 Seconds to Joy podcast. I want to encourage you today. I want to encourage you in your mom life, here in these middle moments, the messy middle, whatever you have going on. I just want to invite you to grab a yummy beverage. Right now, I'm just drinking water. I already finished my coffee. And I want to invite you to grab your Bible as well. And I'm going to start with the verse of the week. This is Psalm 37, 4, and it's one of my favorites. Find your delight in the Lord, who will give you your heart's desire. So I just want to encourage you today. We all feel pulled in a million different directions, right? As a mom, we're balancing so many things. I don't want to add one more thing to your list. I just want to encourage you that the work you're doing at home matters so much, and it's a ministry. Now, this word ministry, I think of the podcast as my ministry, and my work at home as my ministry, homeschooling as my ministry. I think of ministry as the work I've been called to do, right? Is that how you view it? Well, in Acts chapter 20, verse 24, it says, this is Paul. He's speaking and he says, "Yet I consider life of no importance to me if only I may finish my course and the ministry that I receive from the Lord Jesus to bear witness to the gospel of God's grace." So, this should encourage us because guess what? If God has called you to be married and have children, this is your first ministry, your most important ministry. This is the work God has called you to. And why has he called you to this? It's so that you can bear witness to the gospel of God's grace, so that you can help your husband and your children get to know Jesus, so you can help them get to heaven one day. And of course, help yourself get to heaven one day by God's grace, right? That is why we serve God. That's why we stay close to him, because we love him and we want to be with him one day. And we want to help our family get there as well, to heaven. That's the point of this life, to know, love, and serve God so we can be happy with him in this life and forever with him in the next. So what does ministry even mean though? Because that word, I always think of it as like our work we have to do, but I thought I'd do some research. So I looked online, you know, good old Google, and Christianity.com talks about ministry, and I really loved, as you all may know, maybe you don't know, I am a Catholic Christian, and so my view of the world is through a Catholic lens, but I hope this podcast can be a place where all Christians come together and gather. And so sometimes I share resources that are Catholic, sometimes I share resources that are Protestant, and I'm always encouraging you to be rooted in God's holy word. So anyway, this is from Christianity.com, and it's talking about, you know, what is ministry in the Bible, and what does this word ministry even mean? So actually, I looked up on Google again, because Christianity.com talks about this Greek word. And so I thought, what is the Greek word? So the Greek word is diakonia, which is translated ministry. And so ministry in the Bible, it really means literally to serve at the tables, to serve the tables. And so to serve others. And so what are we doing as moms to serve our children? Our ministry is to take care of them. And that's what you're doing each day. You are a ministry leader in your home. Isn't that incredible? So whenever you're feeling down, whenever you're feeling like you're not doing enough in the world, you need to manage all the mom things, you have a lot you're doing, just remember that you are being called to ministry in your home. And it is truly a ministry. It is work that you are being called to do by the Lord. Just like in Acts 20, 24, we look at Paul and we think of, you know, the ministry in the church as somehow a higher calling, but that's not true. It's just a different calling. And of course, we're being called to participate in the church life and all of that, but really our first ministry as moms, as Christian moms, is to be in our home and disciple our young children. And you may hear some noise in the background because my little ones are here And I ask you to invite them into your day, mama friend, to tell them how much you love them and how much God loves them. That's your ministry. So don't think of these things as interruptions. Think of them, these things you do each day, as part of your mission work, your ministry as a mom. And when you think about managing all these mom things, try to remember first things first. What's the most important thing is to be close to God and be close to your family and model this love of God. Pray together, read the Bible together. Okay, so I just want to go back to Christianity.com because I just really loved this explanation of ministry. And so it talks about Acts and, you know, how ministry is that Greek word. And so I really liked some of the things that it said in this article. So I'm just going to read a little bit about this. It says, what does this all mean? Ministry is what we do for God's glory based on where he has placed us, how he has gifted us, and what he has called us to do according to his infinite wisdom and for the proclamation of the gospel. So again, going back to Acts chapter 20, verse 24, that's kind of what it's saying, right, in the Bible. And so there's this book called More by Todd Wilson, and I also like this. It's in this Christianity.com article. God the Creator has uniquely designed each of us to function in ways that bring us purpose and significance. God equips us with a unique calling to play a specific role in accomplishing his mission on earth as we make disciples. So your mission, mama friend, is to love on those kiddos, to teach them about God, to let them see you reading your Bible, to read their little children's Bible with them, listen to worship music, dance around together, play, enjoy each other. And when your husband gets home from work, or maybe he's working from home, you know, read the Bible with him, pray with him, pray as a family. These are ways that you're living out your ministry. And when you start with first things first, you're going to be able to do all of your other mom things with love, and you'll be able to manage them because you'll be putting God first, and he will give you the grace to get all those things done in your checklist that are most important, which again, like I said, time with God, time with your spouse, time with your kids. And of course, those dishes need to get done too. Yes, maybe involve your kids in those. So I'm going to end here. I just want to encourage you. You're doing a wonderful job. Keep your eyes on Jesus and look at your husband and your children in the eye. Spend time with them, love on them, and remember that your work as a mom and managing all the mom things, it's your ministry. It's the work you've been called to, and it is holy. I'll talk with you soon, mama friend. Bye for now.